Faith for the future. Bible thought. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. A glorious Zion is in the vision of Micah. The Lord's house, as its crown piece, is the desire of the nations, and therein and about it would dwell a people in peace and serenity and security. Their warfare ended, their deliverance from captivity a memory, and themselves partakers of his triumphant abasement of all enemies. The vision did not conceal a time of travail, but it interpreted the travail as the birthing of a new life for the people. There are two views of the future. One sees the world being worse and worse, and ending in total disaster. The other sees the ultimate triumph of good by the grace and power of God. Micah held the latter view, as did all the prophets. God and God's people will triumph. Good will triumph over evil. The people of God will come to peace, serenity, security, and victory. Those who do not expect this, who do not pray in faith for its coming, who do not devote themselves in endeavor and struggle, do not believe in the holy, omnipotent God of grace and glory. Lord, increase our faith that we shall never doubt that your purposes and promises will come to pass. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Harold Thomas, Conway, Arkansas.